Shh. Did you hear that? Stay sharp, Shield Brother. Something's close.
Boo! Was that a yelp? I figured you'd be startled, but even I couldn't have hoped for such a cute reaction. Oh, don't go get all embarrassed. I'm just messing with you. I mean, there isn't anything in these woods that could sneak up on me so easily. You'd be screwed if some monster came creeping up to your tent. But that's why we don't hunt alone. A pack is safest together, right? Hey, are you gonna finish that venison? You sure? It's important to keep a full belly in situations like these. We don't know where our next meal is coming from. What? No, whelps don't get to eat jerky. I brought that as a special treat for myself, and you'd better keep your hands off it. Plus, we've got perfectly good meat right here. I even went as far as to cook it for you. Would have been better raw anyway, you know. Don't look at me like that. There isn't anything better than digging your fangs into a fresh kill. Well, there might be a few things. You should be proud of yourself, though. I doubt that deer from earlier felt any pain when you shot it. To not eat your quarry now would be just disrespectful to the life taken. Listen to me, Shield Brother. It is the hunter's duty to honor every animal they kill. Same goes for those bastards in the Silver Hand. Even such miserable cowards deserve to have their hearts eaten. What? You're pretty squeamish for someone who wants to join the circle. Frankly, I'm glad they had you come along with me on this trip. You still have a lot to learn about what it means to be a companion. Well, for starters, you still rely too much on magic and those little friends of yours. That big hunk of ice isn't going to be able to protect you forever. Put a little more trust in your sword, in your fellow Shield brothers and sisters. Like steel, we can always be relied upon. You aren't even a bad fighter. Give Vilkas a run for his money. It's more a matter of how willing you are to devote yourself to this. Stick with me, and you'll be a true hunter in no time. More, even. That's the real reason we're out here, isn't it? You wish to become one of us? To join the pack and share the blood of Hercene? It's all right. I wouldn't have let you see me transform otherwise. You know, most people run away when they see a werewolf. But I figured you were the type that would be impressed by it. Didn't expect you to try and pet me, though. No. It was sweet. I had never felt so, cared for before. My beast form is like the most primal side of me. It's everything I normally can't show the outside world, everything I have to hide. So to have someone else accept me after I've changed, I can't really describe how comforting that was. It's different with the rest of the pack. They're family. We all share the same blessing, you know. It's hard not to understand each other. Yet, at the same time, we can't ever really get close. Not like you and I can. Scooch over a bit, sweetheart. The fire is starting to die out and I'm feeling a little cold. If you don't mind, could you cast a little mage light so we could see one another better? Yeah, sure, we could add more wood if we wanted to. But then you'd miss out on huddling close to me. That's what I thought. Such a demure little thing, getting flustered at the slightest touch of affection. I've been trying to make you submit to me this whole trip, yet every time it looks like I finally have my prey on its back, you pull away. That isn't very nice, sweetie. I'm supposed to be the one doing the teasing. Though, if something's wrong, you have to tell me, okay? No? Then why are you being so distant? Why won't you sleep in the same tent as me, or stay up late to cuddle under the stars? For God's sake, we haven't even bathed together in the river yet. You always find some flimsy excuse to go after I'm done. Well, yes, this is supposed to be your trial before becoming a werewolf, but I thought it could be a good opportunity for us to bond as well. We're all alone, surrounded by an ocean of trees, no one else around for miles. In a situation like this, you're bound to show your true feelings eventually. At least that was the idea. See? I knew you'd understand. The intensity of the hunt is special, isn't it? It allows a person to shed all their useless doubts and finally be honest with themselves. I only want what's best for you. That's part of the reason I've been so aggressive lately. You're meant to be claimed by me. I just wanted to make you see that. It's okay. I know you're still a little scared of me. That's perfectly normal. I'm so much stronger than you. If I really wanted to, I could take you right now. All I would have to do is hold your arms over your head and mount that adorable little body. You wouldn't even be able to cast any spells. All you could do is struggle helplessly as I had my fun. Oh, gods. I'm so sorry, sweetheart. I didn't really mean that. You're safe with me, okay? I won't do anything you don't want. I'm just a little worked up, that's all. To be honest, I have been for a few days now. No, sweetie. I'm not sick, not really. I guess I can't keep this a secret forever, okay? Actually, I'm in heat. I know, it sounds kind of silly, doesn't it? Except, if you were the one going through this, you wouldn't be laughing. This wolf inside me is raging and demanding that I claim my mate. And it isn't like before. These aren't just some brief flashes of lust that go away on their own. I need you, sweetheart. I won't be able to settle down until I pin my good boy down and mark him. Everyone needs to know that you are mine, my mate, my loving pet. The urge to fuck is overwhelming. Being near you is enough to drive me fucking wild. Oh, don't act surprised. Everyone else could tell how badly I wanted you. Didn't you see the look on their faces when you mentioned we were going on a hunt together? It was as if you were going to oblivion itself. Yet none of them tried to interfere, because they understand who holds your collar. You belong to me, little puppy. There's no use denying it, is there? Just put your guard down, darling. Let me in. Good boy. May I rest your head on my shoulder? It must feel so nice and cozy being held in the arms of your mate. Yeah, good boy. Master is going to give you lots of head scratches from now on. There's no need to think about anything too complicated. You're just a puppy after all. Oh, my darling boy, you're shivering. Are you scared because of how dark it's gotten, afraid some monster might really come attack us? Shh, wait, no, it's okay. It's okay, I'll take care of everything. If anyone tries to harm you, they'll come face to face with a very angry mama wolf. Such a sweet thing. Oh, that was quite the snore. No, don't go to sleep on me just yet, honey. You still have to help me with my little problem, remember? We didn't come all the way out here just so you could become a member of the circle. No. I wanted to give us some privacy. Master is the only one who gets to hear your moans. What? If I'd done this back in solitude, we'd have kept the whole town up. Still skeptical. You'll see soon enough, puppy. When you finally empty your seat inside me, I'll howl loud enough to wake every animal in the fucking forest. Look up at me, baby. I am done waiting. Good pet, open your mouth. I can feel you trembling in my arms, darling. What's wrong? Blood running hot? Imagine what it's like for me, having to be patient, lying in wait until I could finally pounce. I was really good, puppy, letting you tease me this whole trip. But I am done playing nice. Let's get these robes off. Oh, don't fuss. I know they were enchanted, but I promise I'll get you an even better set when we return to solitude. That doesn't matter anyway right now. The only thing you should be thinking about is making me feel good. Master's gonna guide you, okay? Just let me slip your hand under my clothes. Do you feel how wet I am, puppy? Yeah, good boy. Rub mistress's tight little slit. Yes, get my juices all over your fingers. This is all your fault. These past few nights have been torture for me, sleeping so close to my mate. Knowing how easy it would be just to satisfy my burning need if only you'd just give in. Ah,
Could you hear me pleasuring myself, baby? Toying with my clit while you slept so sweetly in the other tent. Or maybe you were lying awake the whole time, stroking that beautiful cock as I moaned, thinking about you. I mean, I didn't even try to be quiet. Yeah? Did you come with me? Wait until I climax to finally make a mess all over your hand. Oh, gods, that is so fucking hot. Help me take my pants off. You're gonna use your tongue to service me, slut. Oh, there you go. Now, get on your back. I said, get on your back. Good boy. You feel that? My hand on your chest, holding you down. All my wild strength bearing onto that cute body. You can hardly move at all. I've got you trapped. And you couldn't be any more excited, could you? You just can't wait for me to straddle your face, can't you? Then watch as I reposition myself above you. And lower my hips down. Take in the scent of your mate, sweetheart. Let my musk fill you. Oh, wait, don't get lightheaded just yet. You still have to taste me, puppy. There you go. Gentle licks. Work me up as much as you can. Good boy. Nuzzle into my mound. Yes. Smother your mistress's perfect pussy. Oh, God. I love it, sweetheart. I care for you more than anything. All those years hunting alone, running through the forest without a mate by my side. So much wasted time, afraid of letting others see the fury, the untamed beauty of a true predator. The rest of the pack doesn't understand. Deep in their hearts, they still think this is a curse. They want to be cured. But you, my love, my prey, you revel in my strength. Embrace me as the daughter of her scene. Not to mention, you are the sweetest, most precious little puppy I've ever seen. Good boy. Good boy. Oh, yeah. Fuck me with your tongue. Yes. Oh, God, yes. Drink my honey. Oh, God, yes. Such a needy little pet. You can't get enough of me, can you? Master's gonna grind on your face, okay? Oh, fuck. Fuck, you're gonna make me come, baby. Good fucking boy, eat me out. I'm gonna make a mess all over you. I'm coming. Yes, eat me. There you go. Lap it all up, puppy. Finish me off. Careful, be careful. I'm still really sensitive. Oh, you're letting out such needy little whines, baby. You want to get up? No. But it must have been so frustrating, not getting permission to touch the aching cock, being unable to jerk or stroke as I moaned in pleasure. I bet you have a raging hard-on right now. Don't you want to bend me over and pound into my tight, wet pussy? Look at you shaking your head. What, my good boy? Rather be taken like a slut. So honest. Only, you can do a little better than that. No pouting. What do we say when we want something? That's right, say, please, mistress, please claim me. Make me shoot my sperm into your fertile womb. Come on, say it properly, sweetie. Bang, like the adorable pet that you are. Good boy. This is your last chance to tell me to stop, okay? If we go any further, I really won't be able to contain the wolf inside me. I'll fuck you until you're a sobbing, broken thing, and when I'm finally done, your heart will belong to me. Don't be afraid, sweetie. Once you're broken, Mistress is going to build you back up again. I'll hold you in the afterglow, feel you clinging to me so tightly, so sweetly. Then, as you drift asleep, I'll whisper in your ear, tell you how much I care for you. Because I really do, sweetheart. I feel for you as the dragon loves the sky. As the wolf loves the hunt. So please, sweetie, you have to tell me if this is too much. I won't be upset, I promise. We can stop right now. That's what I thought. It's too late. I've already got my claws dug into you. Good boy. Watch as I position myself above you and slowly lower myself down. Oh, can you see it, sweetie? How the head of your cock is sliding inside me. You're stretching me out. There. Oh, all the way in. Oh, good boy. Keep moaning. Oh, feel your shaft being massaged by my perfect pussy. Good boy. I'll be really gentle. Fuck you nice and sweet before getting rough. Oh, that's it, puppy. Squirm underneath me. You were so shy earlier, afraid to even see me undress, but now... Oh, you're just a needy little slut begging me to claim you. All right, pet. You can start thrusting. Good boy. Yes, buck those hips. You're doing so well, sweetie. Yes, mistress cares about you. God, your hands feel amazing on my breasts. Yes, rub my nipples too. Oh, I'm gonna fuck you even harder, okay? You're the perfect mate, honey. So caring and innocent. I can't wait to pamper you when we get home. Give my good boy lots of hugs and kisses. But right now, you are my fucking prey. You are a slut who gets hard at the thought of being pushed into dirt and mounted. You fantasize about being led around on a leash, don't you? Feeling my collar snug around your neck. Even after I turn you, share the blood of the wolf. Ah, that desire to be dominated won't fade. Mm-hmm. You'll always be my domesticated little pet. Ah, my puppy. Ah, yes. Ah, yes, take it. Oh, I'm getting close. Don't stop. Don't stop. The walls of my pussy are squeezing you so tightly, spasming around your shaft. Oh, yes, yes, come with me. Pump your fertile seed inside me. Oh, oh, come on, give me a baby. Breed your mate. Good boy. Yes, empty those balls. Oh God, empty those heavy balls. Yeah, let it hot, sweetie. Yeah, good boy. I can still feel you pulsing inside me. Oh, oh, God, I feel it. Oh, it's so warm. I think you might have really knocked me up. Mm-hmm. I feel the same way, puppy. You are mine after all. Yes, and I'm always going to take care of you. Codlac will leave the companions to me soon enough. Really, he feels he's borne that responsibility for too long, and I'm his first choice to lead our Shield brothers and sisters when he's gone. Better get used to calling me Harbinger, whelp. You'll be able to join the circle for real when I take that title. Then again, it'd be so easy for me to accidentally spill some blood in your mouth. Especially with how rough I am in bed. No one could blame me if that happened, right? We don't have to think so far ahead, though. Ah, you look spent. My good boy's really sleepy, isn't he? Here, come here. Let me cuddle up with my mate. Good, good boy. Fall asleep on my breasts. Get plenty of rest. Because tomorrow, you're going to spend the whole day pleasuring me. Sweet dreams.